What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Good Men Must Punish Bad Women. So, today, my last day in Romania. I am in Iași, as you guys know from yesterday. Walking to my car, God willing, of course, I will go into Moldova later on tonight. So, today's video. Good men must punish bad women. Now, special shout out to Dr. Professor Uego, if I'm pronouncing his name right, here on MGTOW.TV. He uploaded a lot of good videos about the current gynocentric society that we live in. Now, the good doctor says that these women who embraced feminism, kill all men, I'm strong, independent, I need no man, he is saying that they must FIP up. FIP, it's an acronym that stands for, according to him, they must become financially independent person. Oh yeah, church bills are going off. Church is right behind me, as you guys can see. So, we, as good men, have no choice but to genuinely hold women accountable to being financially independent people. Alright? So, today I was at the Beta Male Cafe. Guys, Beta Male Cafes are all over the world, not just in small town USA, Florida, even here in Romania, even here in Iași, there's Beta Male Cafes. So, at the Beta Male Cafe, there was this girl, I think she was the manager of the cafe. So, she was wearing pantsuit, no, of course, obviously Romanian. So, it's your typical setup, you got a female manager, then you got a bunch of beta males working below her. So, I would say she was in her early mid-20s at the most. So she comes in wearing pantsuit, kind of looking like a Hillary Clinton, as we all know. She's a deranged feminist, but nowhere near as ugly as Hillary. I'm just saying that she was wearing pantsuit. We all know that women want to be men, so they try to imitate us by looking like us. So, she was sitting at the table, a couple of seats away from me, working on the laptop. You know, this girl had like two mobile phones, she was doing conference calls, she was multitasking, you know, she was on the computer, and at the same time, she was on conference calls, and she was, you know, filling out paperwork, going over spreadsheets, stuff like that. You know how they say women are better at multitasking than men? Guys, this doesn't mean that she's actually better at her job than we are, okay? I'm gonna tell you exactly why women, feminist women who drank the Kool-Aid, I'm gonna tell you why they feverishly work their little butts off. You see, every so-called career woman out there, when you see these career women sitting at the computer, you know, multiple phone calls, you know, working like they're some sort of jackrabbit at 500 miles an hour. You see, these retarded women, they believe that they are in a race. Furthermore, they believe that if they cross the yellow line, eventually, they're going to win Chad, you know. They're gonna get Chad, they're gonna get a McMansion, they're gonna get a Lamborghini Diablo, they're gonna get a private jet, you know, they're gonna have it all, baby. But what these retarded women fail to realize is that you are on a treadmill going nowhere. Guys, if I, Amr Metwali, was to start my restaurant all over again, as you guys know, I had a restaurant with my Egyptian cousin, who ended up not only shutting down what was pretty much a successful restaurant, but robbing me of close to $8,000 to $10,000 and making me lose, you know, $20,000 a couple of years ago. So if I was to start that restaurant all over again, I would hire a female manager and then I would get a bunch of beta males working below her. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna say, we're a sick and armor. isn't that like anti-MGTOW? Here's the deal, guys. We have an old saying in the Jewish community. What's good for the Jew is bad for the Goyim. So, it would be in my best interest to have a female manager, you know, make her think she actually has a freaking career when in reality she has a job. Like Sidney MGTOW says, a job really stands for just over broke. And you make her think, you know, that one day you're going to be the next Hillary Clinton, you're going to be the next big bad, you know, Oprah Winfrey or some shit like that. And, you know, you make her pretty much abuse the beta males to get work done. So, what do we do when you have these type of women who are feminist, they drunk the Kool-Aid? Now, as you guys know, I'm traveling all over Europe. Right behind me, guys, you guys can see it. This is the Palace of Culture in Iași. You know, I was in Bucharest, I was in Brasov. God willing, I'm heading off to Moldova in a couple of minutes when I hop into my car. So, with me, Amr Metwali, I'm going all over the world. Now, I remember, you know, I was, again, this is like 20 minutes ago when I was in the Beta Mill Cafe. So, you know, half an hour ago, I'm just laying back in my chair, you know, updating some things for MGTOW TV and just waiting for them to go through, right? So I'm leaning back in my chair and I am looking at this retarded girl working her little ass off, and she was good looking, you know. I would say she was, again, early, maybe mid-20s at the most, good looking woman. And I'm saying to myself, this dumb hoe is working her little ass off so she can be able to do what I do in 15 to 20 years. The reality of the matter is that girl can do that right now. All she has to do is suck a little you know what, right? But that's the problem with these feminist women. They genuinely believe that A, not only can they compete with men, but they can also have it all. But the reality of the matter is far, far more unreal than what these retarded women think. So, what do you do? Punish these women. Guys, when you see a crazy career woman kill all men, girl power, you know, I can have it all. You have an obligation to actually egg her on, hold her accountable. Tell her, hey, what are you doing going out? Shouldn't you be working on your career? What are you doing putting on that little skimpy black dress for? Don't you hate all men, kill all men? Guys, stop trying to argue with women, okay? I've said it before and I've said it again. Women are inherently satanic. So when a woman embraces feminism, that's it. She is a full-on Satanist. No, she's not gonna chant at 2 in the morning or howl at the moon or eat baby cats. But she is gonna do evil, dumb shit. Your job, make her do more of it. You see, like the good old doctor on MGTOW TV said, we must have these women go down that path to the point where there is no return for them. Because you have to understand, these are inherently bad women. We can't have them getting into relationships with good men because they're gonna fuck up good men. I am telling you guys, never ever get into a relationship with a career woman, okay? Career woman, deep down, they hate men. Deep down, all they really care about is their job. You know, in the Middle East, where women are lower IQ than white women and they tend to be dumber and stupider, you know, I remember reading these Facebook posts from all these Egyptian women saying, I care more about my end of year bonus than finding the Mr. Right. Well, good for you, honey. That's what you should work for. You know, another thing to keep in mind, guys, a lot of these women, like I said earlier in the video, okay? A lot of these women, deep down, they want Mr. Chad Thundercock. That's why they're working. I've said it before and I've said it again in my videos. The whole reason women work, it's because they want to have access to Chad Thundercock, okay? So a lot of these women, they want you as a man to be like, oh no, baby, you're beautiful. You can have it all. Men love you. I love you. Let me be. And I was actually listening to her rap song at the Beta Male Cafe. You know, here in Romania, they play a lot of black people rap music. You know, I've heard more black people rap music here in the past 2 days than, you know, 2 years in America. And this guy, he was like, I can be your bodyguard if you want me to. Yeah, there you go, guys, simping, right? So these women out here, these career women, they want you, Mr. Beta Male, Mr. Nice Guy, to simp for them while they sleep with Chad Thundercock, hoping that, you know, one day he'll wife her up. But the reality of the matter is, Chad Thundercock doesn't want you, okay? So, to conclude this video, gentlemen, I want you to X woman out as quickly as possible. You see, a lot of women out there, they're nothing but trouble, you know. Here in, as you guys know, here in Romania, I'm active on the dating apps, right? In America, I'm not active on dating apps because American women are trash and there's no reason to even have anything to do with an American woman. So here, you know, I'm active on Tinder and other dating apps. And guess what? If a girl doesn't text me back, you know, if I'm talking to a girl and then she doesn't text me back, guess what? Never ever double text a woman, guys, okay? A lot of these women out there, they're toxic. They want to play games. They want you to chase after them. A lot of these women know that they've been used and abused by Chad Thundercock. Look behind me, guys. Yogi Obst people right there, guys. Roma people, right? Yogi Obst people. Yogi Obst people, guys. Yogi Obst people. Yeah, there she is. There she is. Oh, yeah, she's coming. So, that's the Roma people, guys. That's the gypsies. See, this is why Balkan people, you know, the Eastern European people, they hate Yogi Obst people. Anyway, going back to the video. So, what I was telling you guys is that a lot of these women out there, they're toxic, okay? They want you to chase after them because, you know, Chad Thundercock threw her in the garbage can. So, she wants to make sure that you are worshipping the ground that she walks on. So she will leave you hanging, hoping that you are dumb enough, desperate enough to text her back, okay? You see, guys, don't ever text a woman back. Because if a woman genuinely wanted you like that, okay, if she genuinely wanted you, she will text you. She'll blow up your phone. That's what she does with Chad. So when you get these girls out there playing games with you, you know, leaving you hanging on unread or, you know, reading your messages but not texting back, simply move on, okay? So the point here, guys, for you to understand is that you have to, first of all, you have to eliminate whatever feeling you have for women, okay? Feelings are gone. Remove feeling from the picture. All women are like that. You know, they're all animals, okay? You know, there's no difference between cat number 2 and cat number 758,000, right? It's the same thing with women. Simply cut the emotion to women. If you guys go fishing, right, and you get a bluefish, you know, that bluefish is not going to taste any different than the other bluefish you get, right? That's just how it is. It's the same thing with women. There is no soulmate. There is no, she is the one. There is no, I can never live without her, okay? So they're all the same. So you get the emotions out of it, and you need to move on from women as quickly as possible, right? You know, we all have that bad tendency of going, you know, You know when you are going down the wrong street? Whether you're walking down the wrong street or you are driving down the wrong street, you know you're going down the wrong street, but you just continue going down that wrong street because, you know, you invested in it, right? You just, you know, you walked for 5 minutes, you know, you drove for 5 miles, and you're like, well, let me keep on going. You know, maybe this street will lead to the main highway or take me to where I want to go, but deep down, you know, it's going to dead end somewhere, and you're going to have to turn back and go to where you initially came from. It's the same thing with women. A lot of you guys out there, you go down that path with women, and then you realize that, hey, this was a total waste. So I would rather have you guys X a woman out simply by exchanging 2 messages with her than actually going out on a date with her. Maybe you're dumb enough to get married, have kids with her, then 3, 4, 5, 10 years later, she fucks you over big times. So always, always X woman out as quickly as you can. And furthermore, shout out to Red Pill Married. Always tell woman what you are about. Tell them what you do, what you expect. If she likes it, cool. If she doesn't, keep it moving. You know, you don't think these women knew that Jeremy Meeks was a murderer, a terrorist, a pimp, a low-life thug? They knew that. And they wanted him even more because of that. So when you tell a woman what you're about and, you know, she loses interest, hey, that meant she really never was interested in you like that in the first place, and she simply was using you. That's all there is to it, guys. You want, if you're gonna be on my channel, guys, you want every woman out there to be with you because she wants to be with you. Not because you're gonna be the beta male provider, not because you're gonna be her ATM. Again, shout out to Red Pill Married. ATM stands for attention, time, and money. Not because you're gonna be the guy out there who's gonna pick her up at 3 a.m. when Shad kicks her out of the house bleeding from her vagina, right? So on this channel, if you're gonna be with a woman, it's because she genuinely wants you to be with you. And in that way, you tell her up front, hey, this is what I do, this is what I expect. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Keep it moving. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.